This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Let's rise and join together in our affirmation of faith. I believe in an innovative God who does not wait for us to find ourselves, but comes seeking the lost and calling us into a new way. I believe in Jesus of Nazareth as God's crucial initiative, that when he calls us to follow, Christ also gives us the power to become, both in creed and deed, the children of the living God. I believe in the Spirit by whom Jesus still comes to us, calling us to follow him into an obedience which is true liberty, and into humble service which is the fruit of holy friendship. I believe in the church as the fellowship of Christ's people, called to respect and support one another through the joys and tribulations as we travel the road toward the promised land of God's future. Because Jesus has called me, in this I truly believe.
Our focus scripture this morning is part of the 139th Psalm, verses 1 through 12, and then verses 23 and 24. It's one of the more familiar psalms. It comes around every 3 years in the Revised Common Lectionary. I share it with you this morning from Eugene Peterson's The Message. So listen closely to this psalm. God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit? To be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there, waiting. Then I said to myself, oh, God even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you. Investigate my life, God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. The words of our faith. Thanks be to God. Omnipotence. Omnipresence. Omniscience. Big theological words. Words that have been used to describe the character and the activity of God. Simply defined, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, present everywhere, omniscient, all-knowing. At first glance, this psalm, this portion of Psalm 139 that we shared, would seem to reinforce those things. But ponder this for a moment, if you will. In the light of these three words, in the light of what we hear, at least at first listen, to the psalm that David supposedly wrote,
Isn't it a bit unsettling? Do we really want God to know everything that we're going to say and everything that we're thinking and be around us all the time? I don't know if I do. We don't always say the most wonderful, thoughtful, encouraging things. We don't always think them. What do you think? How do you feel? If it makes you uncomfortable, it makes me uncomfortable. Before we run screaming into the night, take a breath and relax. Because according to James L. Mays, a theologian who is the author of the commentary book on the Psalms and the interpretation series, most of which I have and use quite often, it's not what it sounds like it might be. There are lots of church doctrines, tests of faith, so to speak, things that the church, not God, but the church has said, well, you got to believe in this doctrine. But the United Church of Christ is not a doctrinal church. We don't hold fast to any particular doctrine. It's up to us, as our statement of purpose says, to figure things out for ourselves, what we believe, how we believe it, etc. He says, no, this isn't a doctrine of faith, a description of what God is about, but it describes what God wants to do with us. And that's to get to know us completely and thoroughly. And one can't do that in a short period of time. Think about those whom you love, those who you know fairly well. It took you a while. It took us a while, didn't it, to get to know those folk inside and out? And we're still learning about them, aren't we? Pam and I have been married almost 45 years. We'll be in December. We're still learning about each other. I learned some things just not too long ago about her that I never knew before. Probably her, me too. It takes time and to be in relationship, in contact with somebody, to get to know them. To get to know how they think, what their opinions are, and those things change over time, don't they? To learn all about somebody. Because you care enough to know that person well. The psalmist invites God to do that. Did you hear that? Get all the facts, God. Find out everything about me. I am an open book to you. But it takes time. It takes a relationship. In this case, between the psalmist and God. The God who cares enough about us, who loves us steadfastly, to want to know everything about us, to get a clear picture, warts and all. It works both ways too, doesn't it? If we're in relationship with somebody, we want to know about them, and hopefully they want to know more about us. It's the same with God and us. God wants to know us more clearly, more fully, but we should want the same thing about God. If we are continuing to pursue to learn more about God, we've closed the book on God and are cruising. And God doesn't want that for us. God wants us to have a clearer picture. And that changes over time, too. It certainly has for me. And continues to change. You ever heard the phrase, the little quote, "Be patient, God isn't finished with me yet"? Well, God's not. Not with any of us. God isn't finished getting to know any of us yet. God's still working on that, if we'll allow that. And neither should we be with God. We shouldn't be finished with God yet. That's why we come to worship. That's why we use daily devotionals, etc., Bible studies, etc., to review our lives in relationship to the God who loves us steadfastly and to Jesus who's shown us the way to be more God-like. The one who created us and loves us steadfastly wants to know us better and invites us to know God better too. It's a lifelong endeavor as we are in relationship with one another, as we grow stronger in our faith and in an understanding of the God who loves us and works to understand us. Thanks be to God for that.
Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.